What's up, Pootie Tang? Bob Barker, Mortal Wombat. It's a pretty good Mixler usernames in here.
Yeah.
Is this the phone app?
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, they do not have a specific iPad version, which seems... whatever. Doesn't really matter. I would use my phone, but AT&T... So that's a Verizon iPad. I have an AT&T phone. But I can't use it at all for my phone. And Mixler supports it. Like, yeah, we think AT&T is blocking all the ports.
Wow.
So they tried. They tried swapping my account over on their end so it would use different ports. But none of it worked. So I got to bring my iPad.
Well, fuck AT&T.
Yeah, basically. It was like one more reason why I was like, oh, right, fuck AT&T.
Although, to be fair, fuck Verizon also.
Yep. Yeah. Everything having to do with phones and everything. Yeah, fuck it all.
Seems like T-Mobile is offering some pretty decent-looking plans around here, but I can't imagine their coverage is as good.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, just all seems suspect. I'll switch to Metro PCS.
Go get a burner.
Yeah.
Doesn't Walmart have, like, its own... Fuck, what is that called? They launched some... It's not a burner line, but it's... It's like their own branded, discount mobile plan.
Yeah, everyone has their own mobile plan now. That's the thing. Like, everyone is just leasing access to towers from the big two or big three or whatever, whoever it is now. But, like, I think, isn't Boost Mobile just Sprint? Under a hipper name and cheaper phones? Yeah. And, like,
I believe that.
It's like, hey, if you love garbage-ass phones, if your credit's so bad that you... Or here in the Boost Mobile store.
Have you ever gone back and listened to the archives on this? Like, how well does this filter out? Like,
it's pretty good.
Car noise and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's less that it filters it out, and more that you can kind of hear everything. Like, oh, okay. It's surprisingly, I'm paying them a monthly fee, and it actually streams out higher quality audio as a result.
Hmm.
So,
how much is the fee?
It's like $10 a month.
That's not so bad.
It's $8 on whatever it is.
You're right. I opted not to take the Muni. Jeff offered to give me a ride, and I. Turned it down for about 10 seconds out of politeness, and I was like, wait, what the fuck am I doing? I was like, oh, I'll just sit here and play WildStar. Wait a minute, then I'll be here all night. Where do you put this thing when it's just you?
Usually just, I have my backpack on the seat, and that gives it a slant that I can occasionally unsafely glance over at it. Right now I have it set so the screen doesn't turn off. Unless it's closed or whatever, so. And it's been overheating on me, which is weird.
Huh.
I had my phone do it, too. I was driving out of L.A., and I was listening to a podcast on my phone, and it must have been sitting in sunlight or something, too. I thought it was my cable. I have a bootleg lightning cable that is very awesome. It lights up blue.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Best Buy before the Marin City before it closed.
Oh, man. Wow. Like the whole cable.
Yeah,
lights
I mean
up?
it's like little blips that like travel. So it's holy like you shit. Can see the juice going into your phone.
I have to see this.
But don't plug it into the iPad because it will fuck up the microphone. Like when you plug it in, it does all kinds of dumb shit.
Wait, say it again. Don't plug it into what?
Don't plug it into the iPad, plug it into your phone.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna post a Vine of this thing. Is it going?
Give it a sec there. Yeah, see it?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to attempt to Vine this. Check out twitter.com/... Introducing Vine messages.
Yeah.
Fun and easy video conversations with friends. No thanks.
Like, you can DM people on Vine as if that's something anyone would ever want to do.
I don't know if this is going to pick up very well.
Yeah. You kind of... I'll try to...
Oh, there it is. Hang on.
Come on, Vine.
Oh, the Vine app doesn't let you focus? Or does it?
I don't know.
That's really hard to see. I'll give it a few minutes. Do I know about what wiki? Am I supposed to talk to these people, or do we just...
I don't know, you can. Rap. Sometimes it just, sometimes it gets a little... I don't know, they've got their whole thing going.
Claude and Maddie, I want to know if we're talking to Claude or Maddie right now.
Yeah. They have a wiki devoted to this.
Oh, just like factoids that come out of this?
I think so.
Is anybody keeping like a running log of your food orders?
Probably. That sounds like something that they would, that would happen.
Has, yeah. Has anybody in the chat tried to triangulate where Jeff lives? I want to know. You had to warn me not to mention my address on this thing. Just speak in terms of relative, like, directions and stuff like that.
Yeah, security is important. Stuff gets archived. You never know who listens to it after the fact. People in here, you know, trust them, but...
Don't want to put too much of yourself out there.
Who knows what happens to that MP3 after the fact.
Still... carpooling with Dave much?
No, he's not coming in anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
Did they officially get out of that office?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they're done getting together. Like, everything's mostly built, so right. they don't have to be in the same spot.
Yeah, it sounded like they're kind of there, talking to him last week.
Yeah.
Seems like Ian has a lot of time on his hands, based on his tweeting about playing games.
Yeah. I get my Kickstarter access on the 21st. Mm. I don't know what kind of site I'm going to build, but I might try to build something.
Yeah, I want to check that out. Just want to look at it.
I registered some more dumb domains.
They don't handle hosting, do they?
They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. Yes, that's the thing, is you're paying them a monthly fee for like an all-inclusive.
Okay. Kind of it's not just the CMS.
And, yeah.
That's cool.
They want to do self-hosting eventually, but it's not there yet, I guess.
I'm sure they have the kind of standard lineup of templates and stuff, right?
Yeah, I think that's been, like, a lot of what Dave's been doing is, like, just building templates and getting kind of basic things ready.
Like, Alexis was saying that, you know, if you want to really do something super cool and official with it, you still need, like, a CSS person right. or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing, is it's the back-end stuff, so if you just have a front-end guy, you know, you can... Right. Do cool shit with it.
Front end engineer is what Alexis said.
Uh-huh.
Do you live on Buster Rhymes Island?
I don't know what that is.
What would you find on Buster? Whatever happened to Buster Rhymes?
He's kicking around.
He kind of stopped being in the limelight.
Yeah.
Is he putting out anything?
Probably.
Did he bust all of the rhymes there were to bust?
There were no more rhymes left. I mean, I could, you know, we could... Maybe he's on satellite radio right now. But probably not. That's not Busta Rhymes. Well, that's also not Busta Rhymes.
What about Coolio?
Coolio had a cooking show?
Wow.
Last time I heard anyone mention Coolio's name in a modern context... But I can't imagine that's on anymore.
Oh, you know what? I saw Coolio on Wife Swap.
Hmm.
Totally forgot about that, like 6 months ago. It seems like it sucks to be married to Coolio.
I bet.
Because didn't want to do anything except fuck around and hang out with his boys, etc.
Huh.
While his wife did all of the work.
Weird.
She seemed alright with it, though.
Well, you know.
His surrogate wife was not having it, though. Lucid Mike asks, is it racist to say I don't want to swap my wife with Coolio?
I mean, it depends on the reason why you don't want to.
Yeah.
Ultimately. Like, I could say if I had a wife, I would not want to swap wives with Coolio.
Yeah.
I would not want Coolio to get near my wife in any kind of swap way, but it's not for racial reasons.
Sure.
It's for Coolio reasons.
Yes, totally. Saying, like, if, for instance, if it was Mortal Kombat aficionado Wiz Khalifa,
I don't know that I would be all right with that either. Oh, okay. But that's.
Do you think he's actually a big Mortal Kombat fan, or he just did that because they paid him?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Who knows? I mean, they definitely paid him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he was on Twitter
right.
posting their teaser images and stuff, so...
Do you make sure you cycle your song every 30 seconds?
Yeah, gotta keep it legal. Yeah,
avoid any kind of copyright infringement. Oh, Shaggy.
Yeah. This 90s station really has it going on. But I mean, if you want the action-packed stations, I mean, if you want a good reason to buy a car and have satellite radio, I'll just turn it up here to this horrible nightmare.
For more tips, go to winggirldatingtips.com or what? Check out my other quick tips on Vivid Radio on Sirius XM.
Did they just say Vivid Radio?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's terrible.
Wow.
It's terrible. Like, it's just women from porn hosting radio shows, and, like, truckers call in, and the truckers are touching themselves.
No.
And
Jesus,
it's just like, you want to listen to people have awkward phone sex? No.
Oh, man.
Well, here's a whole station full of it.
Wow. I take it this is, like, well-traveled territory for this chat.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
They seem to... Yeah.
They're running all these ads. They must be between shows or something right now.
Seems to be some familiarity here.
I can't listen to it for long because it's too much.
I gotta hear a little bit of it, though.
Yeah. Like, all these other ads for other stations are really bumming me out.
There we go.
This is the Justy with your Tantra moment for the day.
Does she just encourage me to grab my balls?
I think
sound
she might.
Is another one of the keys in Tantra, which are really important, not just in sex, but in life. It helps move your energy. And again, Tantra is all about noticing energy. It's not just about sex. It's about energy. When you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, give it a sound. Whatever you're feeling, give it a sound. If you're bored... that way your partner knows what's going on without having to use words. If you're really feeling good. So when we use our sound, it helps move our energy. I give you permission to make as much sound as you want. It might motivate your neighbors. Remember, Tantra isn't just about sex. It's about life. Just do it with awareness.
Oh man, I'm really glad that was on when I recorded this Vine.
On Twitter at Vivid Radio SXM.
Title, Alexis, Texas. Name, Booty Talk.
Booty Talk. That's right, Booty Talk, and I have Jada Stevens with me, and we are sharing all kinds of fetishes today. I want to know what your fetishes are.
Do you find the porn actresses also make good radio broadcasters?
I do not!
Love. Yeah, I wouldn't think there'd necessarily be a lot of, like, synergy between those skill sets.
I love, and actually, I don't know if I would love it. I definitely loved it at one point, but I'm going to tell you a little bit. I want the suspense to build up a little bit more because it's a really good one, and I am, you're probably not going to ever think that Miss Texas would probably have this fetish. So what I want to do is I want to play a little game. I want to do a game called Ask Libs. So for this one, it's my first one, and what? I want you to fill in the blank. I want you to tell me what me and Jada did a scene together. It's the only scene we've ever done together. I want you to call in and tell me who did we fuck. If you call in and you get it right, you will get an Alexa Texas prize. So call in and tell me what the booty do. So
what the booty do? I'm curious.
So what?
I was about to ask if the FCC had any oversight over this stuff, and I'm guessing the answer is no.
No, it's satellite, so it's, you know, it's out there.
Wow.
By June 1st and get 2 months.
This is incredible.
Yeah, it's
designed to deliver a unique and different adult entertainment experience, including all your favorite genres like MILF, amateur, urban, big,
this is a good read.
Swingers. Not available. Check your local listings.
Again, you should pay attention to these ad reads because I think you're going to need to be good at this stuff.
The best clubs, the hottest girls, the friendliest atmosphere. Come Vivid Live on Winrock Boulevard in Houston. For more info, call 713-974-2100.
It's like I listen to it and I feel like it's killing me a little bit. It's like,
I can't decide if I'm really sad that I can't listen to this every day or I'm very grateful that I can never hear this again.
Yeah.
Anyone's going to guess right who we had sex with. Do you think they're going to get it right, Jada? I think think so.
I'm surprised nobody even. Well, maybe they have a bunch of callers waiting.
Yeah.
I figured somebody would have it.
This seems like something you could just Google.
Well, sure.
Hello, G.
No dead air.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it in the rented, Valley Mansion or whatever.
Right.
But on the radio, you can't stop.
I have a quick question. My girlfriend seems to be having some trouble finishing me off. Any idea?
What is she
I don't think that's her problem, son.
Is it just from the blowjob, fucking, everything? We need a scenario.
Do you want to ask her?
Sure.
Let me see it. Okay. She's kind of busy right now. She kind of starts off at the beginning where she does a little eye contact, but then towards the end, she just kind of loses it.
Any so she gets tired?
I can't.
She says you take too long. Maybe you just need to hurry up.
You had it?
I can't take any more of that.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
You know, I think I got my fill.
Boomerang, come back, hit Rev in the neck. You know what I'm saying, man? This is my man Tito Lopez. I'll give you a quick background on this real quick, man. I was watching...
All right, Mixler listeners, I'm giving you a hot tip to go to my Twitter and look at this vine of this lightning cable. It's going to be awesome. No, it's not.
How many Lees are there in this town?
They're half here. They're a fuck ton. They're everywhere. Wait, is that the same?
I mean, it says sandwiches.
Lee's
so
sandwiches.
Assume...
It's like different signage, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that looks like different type of. I doubt they could like trademark the name Lees, you know?
Yeah.
But they're definitely Lees. I know of at least like three in walking distance of the office. Everybody really like.
Play any more?
Oh, God. Finish Wolfenstein.
Start more transit. Any of that or
play through?
Go to eat.
Really chat comes though. 3-3 is coming out.
I mean, I'm sure they'll be. So, like, it was kind of super busy. I think you have, it's just.
You're have four.
Yeah, but just drop broad. You know, considering what goes on. That's by design.
They're shitty Verizon.
Yeah.
Sucks because I'm Verizon because they're trying to be fair. Oh, yeah.
With one of them player things.
Sort of weird
process.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
If you think that's cool,
whoa! Yeah. Is it before current list?
Yeah, I don't know. It was just a little weird until it like popped full on. So it,
okay, I was gonna.
Can't hear us.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah. Right into their tower.
They showing.
It's,
I mean,
it's, we get 100% their own.
And everything.
PC skip or something.
Yeah. But then all their best news people left, BC affiliate.
Really? In the South Bay?
Yeah.
No shit.
Or the ones that were willing to relocate, or actually I think they have a bureau up here too.
Huh.
They must. So they were left with like kind of whoever was left at some point.
The dregs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that channel is really something. Yeah. I can't think of anything else I ever see on there. It's just like news at any time of day.
Yeah. It's funny watching TV news around here, and like I feel like it's pretty good. And then you get to LA and watch LA news, and you're like, oh, it's really good where we are because this is fucking garbage.
Yeah. 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 Local reporting is pretty legitimate around here. Dave said what they're going to be doing after launch. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of upkeep and stuff and support, but, like...
I don't know.
I wonder what things are like for them once they're not, like, actively, you know, making the thing anymore.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be plenty of support issues and stuff. I'll have to...
Some new features and stuff.
Yeah.
Which Luke are we talking about here?
Uncle Luke.
Okay.
Luke Skywalker.
That's kind of what I thought, based on the opening.
Uh-huh.
Just want to make sure.
Sends a very clear message right out of the gate. Like, here's what you're listening to.
Yep.
Oh, you mean Captain Dick. Yes, Captain
that
Dick.
That guy. He of the popping.
Mm-hmm. It's weird to me that this song is now considered old. This is the classic hip-hop station.
What was that, like early 90s?
Yeah, probably. No, because like 80s? The 2 Live Crew's heyday was the early 90s. So this came years after that. This is probably like 2005 or something. I don't know.
Oh shit.
No. That's crazy. This is probably late 90s.
Are they still putting stuff out?
No. I think Luke put out one album and said it was going to be his last album. One of the guys in the 2 Live Crew does some stuff here and there.
Mm.
Like, he did some guest spots, but
you think
they were all nostalgia-based.
Huh. What do you think a guy like that does after, like, the musical act kind of collapses?
Well,
like,
Luke ran for mayor of Miami.
Wow.
And he coaches a children's football team.
I mean, do you think they just made enough cash back in the day that they just kind of coasting? I mean,
you'd like to think so. But Luke also was doing a radio show in Miami for a while. He probably is still doing it. I don't know. But yeah, he was doing a radio show, and he was running for office, and he had a reality show for a little while. Like, the other guys, like, I don't know what the fuck Fresh Kid Ice is doing right now, you know?
Did you see there's a porn star running against Rob Ford's re-election?
Really?
In Toronto?
Why not? Anyone, like a name?
I can't remember. It was a blonde lady.
Nah.
Yeah, the range of things from my youth that are now considered, like, classic or retro is really disturbing. It's that whole thing of, like, hey, remember when we were in high school and Led Zeppelin was called classic rock?
Yeah, for me, the stuff that I find really crazy is when people are like, oh, you know, when people talk about the 90s now, that's how people talked about the 50s in the 90s.
Right.
Like, oh,
right.
Weird. Because when I think about the 50s... then or now or anything, it's just like fucking totally irrelevant bullshit. Which I guess the 90s are totally irrelevant bullshit.
Yeah, which is fine. I guess so, kind of. I don't know.
But in a lot of ways, like, hip-hop became kind of one of the dominant forms of music around then, and it sort of still is.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's sort of...
Has it not gotten just completely commercialized and, like, is there still any legitimate hip-hop out there, though?
Sure, yeah. No, there's plenty. It doesn't get radio play. You know, there's a lot of underground artists that are very dedicated to keeping it real.
Who would you say is the wackest artist currently?
Macklemore.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's terrible. It's not to say he is without skill, but...
Did he ever... I didn't really pay attention, but did he ever come out and explain what was up with that crazy, like, anti-Semitic outfit that he showed up in?
I think the explanation was that he just went and bought a bunch of random parts and didn't realize how they would come together or something. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of bullshit out there, but at the same time, like, you know... Like, hip-hop has been a big commercial thing for 20 years or something now. It's...
Yeah, I've got some insanely long, like, gigantic expose about Suge Knight and Death Row open on my iPad that I've been meaning to read.
Huh.
Like, it's kind of mostly centered on Tupac.
Yeah.
And how he, like... Especially shit I didn't know about, like, he supposedly wanted out. Of Death Row toward the end. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't actually read it yet. I just kind of skimmed the intro, but it kind of made that whole thing seem a whole lot shadier than, like, East Coast, West Coast beef.
Yeah.
Like, they killed Tupac and then they killed Biggie. Like, you know, it's like, oh, there might have been more to it than that. And it was a lot of really specific descriptions of Suge Knight's, like, criminal exploits, which I find endlessly entertaining.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, talking about him being in negotiations with other record executives and having his bodyguards, like, lean forward so they could see the pistol in the shoulder holster and stuff like that. It's crazy.
If Like, that was, yeah, like, that was the talk about how they got Dre out of his record deal with Eazy-E. So they just went and fucking shook down Jerry Heller and Eazy-E for it.
Right.
And just said, like, we're going to fucking kill you, or you're going to let us have our way. Like, oh, well, okay.
They're talking about, like, all the security at the studio while records were getting cut. We're all, like, gang members straight out of prison stuff like that. Was he aligned with one?
Bloods.
So, yeah, okay. That's right.
Yeah, there's a, there are lyrics that, like, where they're talking about the colors of cars, and at one point, the lyric was supposed to be talking about a blue car, as Snoop and Warren G and those guys leaned Crip, and it was, they changed it to red.
Huh. Is that beef still real between those gangs? Like, you don't hear a lot about that kind of gang activity anymore, but then again, I don't know what the SoCal
is. I mean, everything is, you know, it's all the Mexican gangs these
days. Right, that's what I figured. That was kind of...
Ortenos and Sureños.
Right.
Like, that's the... the real thing, but you know, but yeah, there's definitely. It's the thing that happened is like it got fucked up, and it's all.
Let's try to pop that on the corner.
Yeah, my understanding is that it's all neighborhood based, so you know, you might even have different blood sets that don't get along. And stuff good. Like that.
Your record's fine.
All right.
Shit, I had another question about gang talk, and now it's too late.
All right, I'm over here.
All right, well.
All right.
It's been real, Mixler.
This has been Gang Talk.
Yep.
Tune in.
That was informative. It was enlightening. I'm going to go read that article now.
All right, cool.
All right, let me know how it is. Yeah, we're on Warbringer Mixler if anybody's playing WildStar.
Warbringer.
If you want to also play WildStar.
Maybe I will download WildStar tonight.
Cool. All right. The oldest called Kaiko.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
All right. Oh, I missed this light. If I had been slightly faster on the shifting.
Sending you off on this Monday, I'm DJ Ski. Have no fear, I'll be back at you each and every day, Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 on the East. Get the Ski app now alongside the SiriusXM app for iPhone or Android. Just search SKEE, and you can listen to my Ski mix, watch all our videos, hear all my mixtapes on demand. Just do it now. Ski Live, Friday night's the best music show on television. We're going to have this man on soon. I'm talking about YG. P-Fly, what up? We ended off with some West Coast shit. Do it to you.
Lock the doors, this car.
Yeah, shout out to Planet Asia and Rascal, and this is definitely some shit that you're gonna have to really look for. Cali Agents is not something that is like, this was like under the underground, but everybody on the underground knew what it was and they respected it, you know what I'm saying? So this is one of my favorite joints from Cali Agents.
Alright, world famous wake up show, let's get into it, man.
Everybody wake up for the break of summer.
You heard? This Volvo has a license plate frame that says, "Tennis is my racket." It's a racket, like a tennis racket. Woo! Backpack up to the front seat and set all the stuff where it belongs, I guess. I don't know. Me and a friend of mine got into tennis. Like, we never bought any of the clothing or anything, but we just went and bought rackets and balls and then just went down to the tennis courts and played tennis. Like, real late at night. Like, the lights at the tennis court would go out at, like, 10, so we would go at, like, 9:30 or 9 or something, and
just get a random hour of tennis in. We were terrible at it, but I don't know. It was kind of fun. I still have a couple of tennis rackets in my garage somewhere. But we weren't even necessarily playing competitively. I think we just wanted to rally, you know? We just wanted to hit the ball back and forth a bunch, which... which took a lot of restraint. They had a couple of walls there for handball and stuff, and finally, I think, just got into, you know, hitting the balls off the wall, racquetball style or something. But yeah, I don't know, just hanging out, volleying. Might be easier in some ways than the way that I normally take. I don't know. Maybe it took longer. Maybe it took longer. I don't know. You guys might know better than me if it took longer to get out of the city than. Because I'm basically at the bridge. Now we're on the bridge. Anyone check out iOS 8 yet? I was going to install it on this iPad, but then I thought, what if it breaks Mixlr? And decided against it. Sole Suspect is a fantastic game. Will there be any reason to go to E3 this year? It's not a fantastic game. We got a quick look going up tomorrow. Check it out. It's yeah, check it out. It might be right up your alley. Fun name. I'm Becky G. Hey guys. Whatever. Song's lame, but still don't want to listen to Dave Matthews. Definitely don't want to listen to 30 Seconds to Mars. All right. Fat Joe, Jesus.
Come back with you.
Straight murdering it, kid!
I had to take it back, man. I had to take it back.
What's on my phone to listen to? It's just this. It's just this exhibit song still! And that's. Then I hit next track, and it's like, no, that's it. This is the one song you wanted to listen to. And now you have to pull your fucking phone out of your pants if you want to hear anything else. Like, fuck. This shouldn't be this way. Hey Siri. Fuck. Oh well. Get out of my pants. I'm just gonna remove my pants here in the car. These are weird pants. The pockets of these pants are weird. We just want the money.
Traffic, no!
I just assume that everyone in Wales talks exactly like this.
Oh, mystical fucking asshole, who's fucking wicked, Spaz. Where'd you get out from, Clad?
Look at the embroidery on him, man. It's
fucking safe, man. I love the fucking spanking things as well.
He's got a swimming badge on his arm. Wicked.
Is that safe? So what, how'd you get the money to make the tracksuit thing happen?
Well, I was holding onto some Andrew's antacid and soldered onto some school kids' as hardcore LSD.
Fucking safe as fuck, that's a way to make a raise, isn't it?
I'm going downtown to the DSS.
Fuck with me, I'll leave your face in a mess.
That's right, his name is Mystical.
And if he looks at you twice, he'll fuck you up like a bull.
I need to get money.
Alright.
Real dope dealers for real.
Oh. Well. I don't want to burn this song out. I don't want to burn it out. Listen to it twice in one day. That's. I might need this song later. E3's coming. More details on this, MC Ren. Are you or are you not the final frontier? Not the final frontier. Not even close. This Madonna remix, not the final frontier. But it pains me to say, Little Brother is not the final frontier. Ice Cube, close.
We dream.
Close. But MC Ren is the final frontier. Some good acting here at the beginning of this track from Ice Cube also.
Yeah, what is it? What is it?
Doctor, is everything all right?
Yes. Straight, go to bed.
Yes. Straight, go to bed. put sunglasses on. These are not my primary sunglasses by a long shot. They're not even my secondaries. These are, this is the pair that was handy. My secondary pair was in a bag here that I didn't want to dig it out. These will do. Of light expressed on their license plate. 186 kmps.
Yeah.
A lot of video game stuff this morning. Between MK and Forza. Homefront, I guess. Sonic? Is there an embargo up for Sonic Boom? Upon which everyone who saw Sonic Boom recently said, yeah, that's a pretty bad game. Because boy, oh, did not give the best of impression. Well, there'll be a little more tomorrow. Nothing, nothing that big of a deal in the grand scheme of things, but anymore of that. I don't know how I handled that much of it. It was too much. It just kept going and going. It was like it was trying to kill me. I like that song. It's a good song. It's no Dr. Jones.
Sometimes the feeling is right. You fall in love for the first time. Heartbeat and kisses so sweet. Summertime love in the moonlight.
Thank you.
from the clicker. Who's that? Emanating from through the speaker. Bass hits the bumping, rooters get the bumping. Who's that rocking up the border store jumping? Blasting through high, no need for the booyah. We're hella with the one knuckle I shot through ya.
Just stop physical. I'm on top.
sadly, man. Yeah, I told the whole squad, man. I say, damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it. I say, my nigga, be quiet. My nigga, be quiet. My nigga.
Ooh, I got a backup.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo. Wasting your talent, Randy.
Yeah, Randy, what's going on?
Not too wide, not too long.
got my first chain. Go Cupid, like I got my first chain. I be stunned like I got my first chain. I be stunned like I got my first chain. Big was the first one that had it. Then I saw an eye chain. Man, that was illmatic. Stunned like I got my first chain. I be stunned like I got my money. Highway to heaven. Look at all the tolls I paid. I done gave my city drive all the roads I paved. No matter which way I turn, things go my way.
Right.
I'm rocking chains every day, so you know I slay. Even when I'm just walking around the crib, nigga, to remind me of everything that we did, nigga. Look up in the mirror, chain, only thing lying. No heroes where I'm from, bullets, only thing flying. I know the higher the goal, the harder the climb. But after that, the bigger the muscle, the smarter the mind. Police only work 12-hour shifts, cause in Detroit, that's cheaper than the bailout. Bitch, trap house built brick by brick, pay dues on dues. FF good, you know I'm reppin' crew on crew. Stack bills on bills, till my backyard's got pools on pools. Girls on girls, lingerie and Moulin Rouge. Goddamn, I think I'm gon' OD off this asparagus and bread and pasta. Need a doctor, I've been dodging shady hoes and rainy days. It's like I got a built-in Doppler. And it's a shame, a fucking shame. I don't remember my first love or my time frame, but remember my first ass and the first time she came. It almost felt as good as when I got my first chain. Got my first chain. When I got my first chain, I be stunned. Stunned like I got my first chain. I be stunned. Stunned like I got my first chain. Jay-Z taught me money and a thing. Came from the streets, headed to the Hall of Fame, and I be stunned. Stunned like I got my first chain. I be stunned. Stunned like I got my first chain.
It's such a wonderful thing to see the end of all things. Niggas and bitches, you wait, you cause where you at? I got my mind just on me. A couple letters and dreams would have seen me and my niggas in this bitch. About 2 months in a week's time. Went from feeling hellish to golly with limit lime shine. Now how the fuck can I chill now? Kinda think I'm broke, you see this piece that I own now. As sick as the rope, taking life for what it is. A troublesome chick who throws bits from time to time as the weather hurt. Things switch up, people trip up, the money come down, then come up, but where they come again. The most creeping, deceiving, man, this scheme's scheming.
Alright. Yeah, hi, can I have a number 2, large-sized with cheese and ketchup only?
Number 2, large with cheese and ketchup only?
Yeah, can I get saddest fries with that? Do you still have those?
And what would you like to drink?
Oh, a Diet Coke.
Okay.
And could I also get one tender crisp chicken sandwich with only cheese? That's it.
1632, please. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
That seems like it was more than it normally is. What are they doing? Not enough cash on me. Okay.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Ketchup, right?
Yep. Or just only ketchup?
No, in the bucket.
Oh, yeah, no ketchup. Right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too. That was almost a nightmare. Make the slide? Am I gonna make the slide? I am gonna make the slide. Even if I'm not gonna make the slide, I'm gonna make the slide. Cheeseburgers and wrestling, that's the nightmare I can get into now. We're recording a wrestling podcast this week, so I have to kind of watch wrestling for that. I have not been liking it much lately, but, you know. It's garbage night. Okay. And I need to make sure to take out the garbage because I've got some foul garbage. It's got to get dealt with. Deal with this garbage. All right. Well. I will see you guys in the morning. It'll be an action-packed morning. Have a good night.